Welcome to the Deep Dive. This time we're diving deep, like the name says, into the super interesting world of coral resilience.
It's a cool stuff.
You've got all these research notes here, and the way scientists are figuring out how corals respond to stress, like at a molecular level, It's mind-blowing. They're calling it deep dive expression.
Really fits, doesn't it? What's so cool is we're going beyond just watching how corals react, you know, to like warmer water or pollution. We're talking about diving into their DNA and RNA, like their actual blueprint for life, to see how these organisms fight back at a tiny level.
So we're not just looking at a coral and being like, oh, it's bleached. We're trying to figure out the how and why a coral lives or dies at a cellular level.
Exactly. Like, imagine actually listening to the conversations happening inside the coral cells as they deal with stress. That's what these researchers are doing.
Okay, I'm hooked. How do we even start to listen to these microscopic conversations? What are these, like, molecular whispers telling us?
Think of it like putting together this really complicated puzzle, and every piece is like a different molecule or process inside the coral.
Okay.
Take mRNA, for instance. It acts like a messenger, carrying instructions from the DNA to build proteins.
So the DNA is like a blueprint, and then mRNA is like the contractor bringing those blueprints to the construction crew.
Exactly. And those proteins, they're the workers, the heavy lifters, actually building and keeping up the corals. Well, everything.
Okay, that makes sense. But it seems like there's a lot more to this molecular construction site than just blueprints and builders. Who else is involved in this?
Well, there are these small but mighty molecules called microRNAs.
MicroRNAs.
Yeah, don't let the size fool you. They have a big role in fine-tuning how genes actually express themselves.
Wait, hold on. These microRNAs can control how genes are expressed. That's amazing. Tell me more.
It's like a dimmer switch for gene expression. They can tweak the instructions from the DNA, deciding how much of a specific protein gets made.
Wow. So it's not just about the instructions, but how those instructions are used and put into action. It's like this nuanced control panel for the entire cell.
Yeah. And get this, we also have DNA methylation, another process that acts like a bunch of switches, turning genes on or off.
Okay, so we've got blueprints, contractors, construction workers, and now dimmer switches and on-off buttons. What else is there?
Hold on, one more important piece. Histone modifications. These are like chemical tags that attach right to the DNA. And that influences how tightly DNA is packaged inside the cell.
So why does how tightly the DNA is packaged even matter?
Well, imagine a library with bookshelves so crammed you can't even pull out a single book.
Oh.
That's what happens when DNA is packed too tight. Genes get hidden and silenced.
So histone modifications are like librarians deciding which books are easy to get to.
Exactly. This organization of DNA is really important because it influences which genes are on or off, shaping how the coral responds to stress.
This is crazy. We've got blueprints, contractors, construction crews, dimmer switches, on-off buttons, and librarians all working together to determine the fate of an entire coral reef.
It's a complex and beautifully orchestrated system. And remember, the really cool stuff happens when we look at how these processes interact, you know? It's not just about the parts. It's about understanding all the interactions that decide a coral's survival.
So it's like we're trying to understand the conductor's score that brings all these individual instruments together.
Yes.
This is where it gets really interesting for me because I want to know what researchers are discovering about these connections. Yeah. Anything groundbreaking.
Absolutely. One of the most interesting things is they've come up with a much more accurate and complete genome for a key coral species.
Hold on. How? Don't we already know what's in a coral's DNA?
You would think so, right? But it's like trying to read a book where pages are missing or the words are all mixed up.
Yeah.
This new genome is like finding a brand new copy of that book.
So we can finally understand the whole story. This feels huge.
Oh.
What does that mean for understanding how these molecular interactions work?
It changes everything. With this high-definition map of the coral's genes, we can finally start to understand how they work in way more detail.
It's like upgrading from a basic dictionary to, like, the Oxford English Dictionary.
Exactly. And that's not all. They found out that the interplay between those microRNAs, the dimmer switches, and DNA methylation, the on-off switches, is way more complex than we thought.
So not only are we getting better at understanding coral genes, but we're discovering that these genes are even more complex than we thought. What's so important about this back and forth between microRNA and DNA methylation?
This crosstalk between these processes is crucial because it allows for a much more flexible response to environmental stress than just an on or off switch.
This has given me a whole new appreciation for how complex these creatures are. But how do the researchers actually study these interactions? It seems really hard.
You're right, but they have their ways. One way is using computers. Imagine this. They're going through huge amounts of genetic information, looking for patterns and connections.
So, like searching for gold, what else are these data detectives finding?
It's amazing. There's so much to tell you. They're finding out how these microRNAs can actually target the genes that control DNA methylation.
Hold on. So these little microRNAs can directly change those on-off switches. It's like they can flip the switch themselves.
Exactly. We're talking about a whole new level of how genes are controlled.
It's like those microRNAs are the bosses on the construction site, making sure everything's working right. But this is really important for a coral's survival, right?
Exactly. This connection between microRNAs and DNA methylation isn't just some random thing. It's a system that lets corals respond to change in really flexible ways.
So they can fine-tune things based on what they're dealing with.
Think of it like a dimmer switch, right? With a dimmer, you can adjust the light however you want. That's what this microRNA DNA methylation thing does for corals. It fine-tunes their genes to handle whatever's happening in their environment.
That's a great way to put it. Makes you wonder, is this just in corals, or could this be happening in other organisms too?
That's a great question. While corals are what we're talking about today, a lot of these things are probably happening in other species too, even us.
Okay, now that's really interesting. What does coral research have to do with human health?
Believe it or not, a lot of what happens in a coral is similar to what happens in our own cells.
Seriously. So by understanding these molecular conversations in corals, we might learn about how our bodies deal with stress and disease.
Exactly. Like understanding how microRNAs and DNA methylation work in corals could be really important for research on things like cancer, aging, even how our bodies handle toxins.
That's incredible. It really shows how connected everything on Earth is.
It really does. It reminds us that even research on creatures that seem totally different from us, like corals, can really help us in the end.
I totally agree. Speaking of big discoveries, you mentioned that scientists have a much better genome now for a certain type of coral. What makes that so important? It's not like they discovered a new species, right?
True, we've known about corals for a long time, but understanding their genes used to be like looking at a blurry picture. Now it's like we cleaned the lens, we see their genetic blueprint so much clearer.
So it's not just about the letters of their DNA, but understanding what those letters mean.
Exactly. This new genome gives us a ton of information. It's like having a much better map of a huge unknown place.
And with a better map, we can make bigger discoveries, right?
Exactly. Now we can really look at how specific genes might help a coral survive things like warmer water or pollution. It opens up so many new possibilities.
This is seriously cool. It feels like we're about to unlock some big secrets about how life survives, and it's all thanks to these creatures in the ocean.
And it's not just about corals. These discoveries can help us study all kinds of organisms. Remember how connected everything is?
Right.
What we learn from corals can teach us about all sorts of life.
This deep dive has been full of surprises. I feel like I'm learning so much.
It is really cool stuff, and we're just getting started.
Before we go too far, though, let's think about our listeners.
Good idea.
We've gone over a lot, so what are some important things they should remember? This is really changing how I see corals.
I think the biggest thing to remember is that corals are way more complex than we realize.
They're not just pretty to look at.
Right. They are really resilient and adaptable, and a lot of that comes from those tiny conversations we've been talking about.
We're not just saying that corals are in trouble anymore. We're starting to really understand why and how at a much deeper level.
And that's huge because to protect them, we need to understand how they're resilient.
It's not enough to just say climate change is bad for them. We need to know how it affects them on a tiny level if we want to help.
Exactly. This research is giving us the knowledge to make a real difference.
It's like we're figuring out a secret code.
And with that code, we can unlock the secrets of coral resilience and maybe even help them survive in a changing ocean.
This has been awesome. We've learned about such cool research and discovered surprising connections.
And it's just the beginning.
Speaking of which, before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Sounds good. I think a really interesting thing to consider is, I think a cool thing to consider is how these tiny molecular conversations we've been talking about all come together to help the whole coral survive stress.
So it's like, how do all these tiny parts create something so complex?
That's a great way to put it. There has to be some system in the coral that brings it all together.
So beyond those individual interactions, there's this bigger picture of how it all works together.
Right. And figuring out how that works is really important if we want to help them.
Because it's not enough to just know how a coral responds to, like a change in water temperature.
Yeah.
We need to understand how it chooses what to do.
Exactly. It's about understanding how the coral makes decisions.
This is pretty amazing to think about. It's like all these little things working together to decide if a coral lives or dies, and maybe even the fate of the whole reef.
And if we can figure out how those decisions are made,
how the coral survives,
then we might be able to find ways to help to make them stronger against all these threats.
It's hopeful, you know, that by learning about these conversations, we could help protect them.
It's a huge challenge, but also really exciting. This research is changing how we think about conservation. It's not just about reacting to problems anymore.
It's like we're getting a glimpse into the future of conservation, one where we understand nature so well we can actually work with it.
And that's a future I'm excited for. This research with this deep dive expression is giving us hope. Corals have been around for millions of years. They've already survived so much. By learning their secrets, maybe we can help them survive for millions more.
This has been incredible. A huge thank you to our expert for taking us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains curious, and remember, even the smallest discoveries can change everything.